cat is high. Look at that look in his eye. The old man is high. He's higher than the sky. That cat is high. Look at that look in his eye. Man, I wouldn't lie. That's higher than the sky.
I know drug reel from real reel.
Now when you see him dancing up and down the street, you know that cat's been smoking. Got no zooms on his feet. Man, he's high. I said that cat is high. That cat is high. He's higher than the sky.
And speaking of paws, here's the one that refreshes.
Now when you see him tripping round the mountain, you know that cat is rock to the grand wampadoody. That cat is high. I said that cat is high. That cat is high. He's higher than the sky.
What do you do with your life?
I mean, what do I do with it?
Day-to-day,
I waste it. I waste it, but very, very well.
That cat is high. I said that cat is high. That cat is high. He's higher than the sky.
At the time, the tone will be C sharp. Exactly.
That cat is high. Look them two stoned eyes. Man, I wouldn't lie. He's higher than sweet little mom with a frying pan.
Wild! Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Wild world. Wild world. Wild, wild, wild world.
It's good. You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Step right this way. It's extraordinary. It's colossal. It's cheap at half the price. Telephone entertainment of all shapes and sizes. They walk, they talk, they crawl on their bellies like snakes. Singing and dancing, and all for you. Hurry, hurry, step right this way. The show's about to begin.
Friday, November 21st, 8:06 a.m. The body of Shelley Case had been discovered in the same manner as the first two victims. She was a cocktail waitress in the Blue Peacock Room. She had stopped off to get some chicken at a Colonel Sanders around 2:15 a.m. and was last seen giving directions to a passerby in the parking lot. Something of a pattern had started to form. It was ugly. It was then that people stopped talking.
But first...
Hello, troops, and thanks for calling the Wild Side. This show is going out of town for the weekend. Of its ever-loving mind. This show is going out on the lines November 24th through November 28th, 1985. That's what I wanted to say. Happy Thanksgiving. Did you ever notice how on Thanksgiving... a lot of people seem to only be thankful for sweet potatoes and cranberries, turkeys, hot rolls and butter, apple cobbler, minced meat pies. Fat people, skinny people, it don't matter. It's like it's been ordained. Somewhere in the Bible it says,
"Thou shalt observe the last Thursday in every November by devouring more food than a human can comfortably consume."
It's like it's not even their choice, you know?
Hey, Fred, you look kind of pale. You feeling all right?
Oh, sure. I just haven't eaten anything for, I think it's been a week now. Gotta get ready for Thanksgiving, you know.
Anyway, the bottom line, cats and chicks, is, I hope that you have a lot to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving. And I'm sorry, Jesus, I usually turn that thing off when I'm recording. I'm really sorry. Just take a second. Hang on a second. Wild Side. Hi. Look. Could I call you back? I'm right in the middle of doing the opening of the show. Yeah. Okay. I'll tell him. Okay. Settle down. I'll tell him now. All right. Happy holidays. From Richie Calcom. Okay. Okay, Rich. Bye. Okay, now, well, let's see. Where was I? Oh, that's right. The comments.
Greetings, Mr. Mac and Mr. Wild. Well, considering this is a new week, the Gopher Twins are on All Is Right with the World. This is Alex once again. First of all, I discovered a new contest number, one of those 976s. 976-7469, for you especially, Mr. Mac, is a movie contest line. Three trivia questions for you. You know, that sort of thing they do with the baseball where you never win because you have to call 500 times to get a wristband. Well, these seem easier to a semi-movie buff like myself. It should be a cakewalk for Mr. Mac. Answer all three correctly, and you get a movie ticket. Not bad. 55 cents a call. If you pop it after a couple times, you save a considerable discount at the movies. 976-7469 is a movie contest line.
Wow, blow me down.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
I'm afraid I'm not quite sure,
help
sir.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He says that he is the property of Obi-Wan Kenobi, a resident of these parts, and it's a private message for him.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. I wonder if he means old Ben Kenobi.
I beg your pardon, sir, but do you know what he's talking about?
Well, I don't know anyone named Obi-Wan, but old Ben lives out beyond the Dune Sea. He's kind of a strange old hermit.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who she is.
Wait a minute, where'd she go? Bring her back. Play back the entire message.
Hey, it's Karen Grateful Dead, and today's Friday, December 15th. November 15th, I'm sorry. Anyway, today they were giving away tickets on KMET for the Grateful Dead, you know? And, like, I'm already going Saturday because I got tickets for my birthday, but I decided to give my old luck a try and see if I could win tickets, right? Because for an hour they were giving away a pair of tickets every minute. Well, I tried, and guess what? I got them. I was the very last person in that hour to call in and get tickets. But, God, it really works. People really do win tickets on KMET. And I never thought I'd win tickets to a concert, but I did. And, you know, it's great. Fantastic. Like, wow. Anyway, I've got a jam. Take it easy. This has been Karen Grateful Dead.
And as for you, miss, tuck your hair under your ass and sit down.
Three Strange Line. You want to leave a comment? No? Price time. You'll be embarrassed? No, you won't be embarrassed. You know why? Because you already are. Hey, man. You're on Cannon Telephone. You're on Cannon Telephone. That's right. Cannon Telephone. I'm the Wild Side. That's the name of the line.
We're on the Wild Side at 761-330-3330.
It's brilliant, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy, it's the madcap daffy, fracture, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy, savvy. It's the madcap daffy, fracture, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy, scuzzy, dreary, irksome, tacky. It's slick, it's savvy, it's the madcap daffy, fracture, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy, scuzzy, dreary, irksome, tedious, banal, point.
Hello, willy-nilly.
I hear that from second graders.
I'm just checking in to let you know that I haven't forgotten about you, and I don't like you one bit. I'll call back sometime. Good night.
Scat-choo! Your mother wants you!
Actually, from what I've been hearing, I should have said, hello, welly, Nelly.
Cut out the sweet talk. You knows I knows that you're up to something.
I haven't forgotten about you. And I don't like you one bit. I'll call back sometime. Good night.
Old tie, I'm not in it.
Now, Mama, that's no way to talk. I was just about to invite him to come over sometime and see my rather unique collection of belts.
Hi, this is Glenn the Button Man. I've been following the comments having to do with the labeling of records. Well, I have a suggestion to make. Led on by the example of the people of Denmark during World War II, Hitler, in an attempt to isolate and demean the Jews of Denmark, ordered that all Jewish citizens should wear armbands with a Star of David on them. Within hours after the order, everyone in Denmark was wearing an armband with a Star of David on it, including the King of the Danes, King Christian the Tenth, who said, "I am my country's first Jew." Since, as we know, pornography is in the ear of the beholder, and sometimes, then obviously the thing to do is put a label on every single record published. That way, anything that really does have anything that anyone might possibly consider indecent or obscene or whatever lyrics will be identified. But in terms of its value as a censorship device, the stickers will be completely meaningless.
This is a silly program, really, this isn't it? I mean,
thank you very much for being here. This is an auspicious occasion.
Oh, boy, it sure is. We've been getting telegrams from all over the world. Actually, I'm exaggerating. My parents sent us telegrams tonight.
Like Elton John. Elton John? Yeah. Lady Di.
Well, I got a telegram from my first grade school teacher.
In fact, the last time, we got one from Springsteen, too. Last time we were in Las Vegas, Bruce came into the audience. I couldn't believe it. And, of course, everybody looks around. So it's Bruce Springsteen. He comes back to the dressing room afterwards, he knocks. Can I come in? I said, no, Bruce, we're busy. And he came back later and he says, look, I'm having a little barbecue up at my place tomorrow if you guys would like to drop by.
Does this remind you of someone you know? Well, perhaps it's a dear friend or even a loved one. You know, each and every day, thousands of otherwise normal, healthy-looking individuals fall victim to that insidious, crippling disease known as BS.
Anyway, I'm over by the pool. I'm dancing with Cher. And
BS strikes anyone, anywhere, anytime.
So Michael Jackson comes over. He says, Mac, could you show me that move you were doing? I said, sure, Michael, watch my video.
With the completion of the Tom Snyder BS Clinic in Topeka, Kansas, and the dedication of the Richard M. Nixon Intensive Care Ward, even hopeless victims such as Mac might be helped.
So Nicholson comes over. He's got four women with him, right? He says,
you gotta help me out.
I said,
sure,
Jack.
BS can be eliminated in our lifetimes.
Over in a corner, Ozzy Osbourne's got Julio Iglesias' green card. He's gagging it down,
Your contribution to help us help the hopeless.
It was wild. Over in the corner, Liberace's got a leg lock on Timothy Hutton,
Hello there. My name is Dave Tarzana, and yes, I am from Tarzana, would you believe? And I am calling the input line. This is my first time. I'm rather nervous, I guess. I wonder when this will go on the output line. Oh, good, there's been a great deal of noise in the kitchen there. Anyways, on with it. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I do phone sex here in L.A. The 976 STUD numbers. That's me. You can always hear me. I'm, of course, using my American accent on there. And, I would appreciate it, if you'd call and listen and then leave your comments on here. And especially interested in hearing from, all the women out there. Well, I think I'll be going now. And I just wanted to say hello to William Wilde, who I look up to as a kind of idol, since I've been listening to The Wild Side for months and months now. Thank you very much. This is David Tarzana. Letting you all know that I'm here, alive and well, in Tarzana. Au revoir.
The goose is very smart.
Yeah.
Turkeys are like the Quasimodo birds.
Yeah, they're not a pretty sight.
So when they came for the goose and said, we're going to have another Thanksgiving, and let's see, we had cranberries and we had sweet potato, we had a goose, and the goose said, what, are you crazy? We weren't there. The turkeys were there. turkeys like, so yeah, we were there. We saw it all.
This is Steele again. Thank you for answering my message that I left there so quickly. I didn't think it worked that fast. So you told me to keep it under a minute. This will be kept under a minute. and you said that the transmission didn't sound particularly fantastic because I wasn't quite maybe doing a legal AT&T direct dial. Well, I am this time regardless of what I was doing before because, hell, I'm keeping it under a minute, and this is worth calling because I like the kind of messages I read on here. This time, because I like giving a report, I'm calling at 10 after 1 on the 20th, and this is particularly nice because this means that we've only got about a week to go until Thanksgiving, where I'm going to the Toronto Science Museum up in Canada. Anyone else been there? Nice place to be. So, I'll hear this in maybe a week or two, and it's great becoming a member of these systems. I'll listen to all the messages and leave one whenever I have time, being a college student at the University of Pittsburgh. I don't have as much time as I would like to during the summer, but where can I start? So, that's all I have to say for today. Hello to all my friends, and I think as some person named Mark Hollywood said, hello to all my friends and enemies. Well, anyway, that was an interesting thing to say. Okay, thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Well, it's good to hear from you again, Steele, and I hope you have a good Thanksgiving up in Toronto, but I would like to make one thing perfectly clear. And that is that it doesn't really matter to me whether you make a direct dial phone call or not, just so long as when you do call, you speak clearly and loudly enough that my recording equipment hears more of you than of the electronic noise and interference. And as for keeping your comment under a minute, what I actually said was that you should try to keep your comments around a minute or 2 minutes. That doesn't mean you should have to try and rush everything into literally under 60 seconds. Well, that's about enough of that. How about some more of this?
Here, and I am sad to say that, until I can get a new answering machine, the telephone pole, more commonly known to some as dial-a-vote, he is going down because, hell, my machine just died. And, I cannot exactly fix it. I took it apart. I'm trying, but I've been here for an hour and I can't fix it. Anyway, this has been Danny Van Nuys. I'll talk to you everyone later. Don't worry, this will only be going on for about the next month or so until I can get a new machine. So anyway, this has been Danny Dial-a-Vote. Thank you, bye.
If dope smoking doesn't damage your brain, then how come so many teeny boppers think Cheech and Chong are funny?
Born in East L.A. Born in East L.A. Hey, man, this is George, and I really was born on East L.A., you know, over by Sunset Boulevard, you know, but I come to the valley, you know, I got no place to stay, you know, so I go back to East L.A., and now I live in the subterranean housing project in the gutter. No, but really, it's a really nice place, though, you know, except when they throw bottles down here, you know, when it rains. But otherwise, it's pretty good, you know. Last week, someone threw their cigarette down here, and I was really lucky, you know, because I ran out of matches the other week. It's a good thing I'm a chain smoker, you know. And I sent smoke signals up to the lady walking by, you know. And there's a great view, you know. I say, ooh la la.
It's time for the Wild Side Exclusive. Real news for real people. With Wild Side's investigative reporter, Redwood R. Thoreau.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships in space. This is Hollywood correspondent Redwood R. Pearl with real news for real people. On tonight's agenda, an outstanding performance in the sport of football. In last Saturday's football game between the University of Santa Clara and the University of California at Northridge, Santa Clara player Dave Sichok was taken off the field after a diving head-first tackle when he complained of headaches and nausea. Taken to the hospital, Sichok's injuries were diagnosed as a minor concussion, and he was released. Approximately 36 hours later, Sichok was dead from massive brain hemorrhages. Shortly after his death, the Western Football Conference named him Player of the Week for his performance in the game, which resulted in his death. This has been Redwood R. Burrow with Real News for Real People.
This is the most ridiculous screwed up mess I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is Ron again. And, I was just wanting to comment on something. I've noticed that I've never called up Calcom before. And I've noticed that you all seem to comment about Richie and his system quite a lot. I don't know, you know, mainly insults is what I've heard, but I just really wonder why. I mean, is the system that bad or what? And other than that, well, Paul and Wild, thanks for playing my comment last week. And just thought I'd drop in and say hi again. Well, later.
Well, Ron, to answer your question about Richie's line, Calcom has had its quality problems since the very beginning. It gets better and it gets worse. Lately, it's been getting better, but people still tease him about it just the same. And as far as the Richie Calcom jokes are concerned, well, it's all meant in good fun. But you see, Rich kind of comes across as, well, the universal kid brother. He's not really a bad guy, a bit of a jerk sometimes, but always an easy target.
Well, hello, Wildside. This is Richie Calcom, or in this case, it's Richie619. That might give you a clue. For you real phone freaks out there, I'm in the central office, 619-435. And let me tell you, something major is going to be happening soon on 619-435. Just listen to my line in the future, and you might hear about something in 619-435, or maybe 619-437, or maybe 619-522. That's right, we're all phones, we're all clones. This is Richie Calcom saying, William, you're doing a good job, and if Paul Mack picks up this, I'm going to go over and erase all of his Gopher Twin tapes, so he won't have anything but Calcom tapes to play on weekends. Later days.
I bought a piece of Romano cheese, and this guy at the delicatessen says, lady, because that was a bad guess. I know what threw him off. I was wearing chiffon. I had been bowling. And he says, lady, the longer you keep this kind of cheese, the better it gets. But I felt that he was an authority, so well, I bought it 4 years ago. Well, the man lied. Someplace along the line, we have passed better. I can't cut it. I can't catch it. But every now and then, I open the refrigerator door and throw it some food. I'm scared to death of it. Oh, and then Thanksgiving. Worst news, I stuffed a turkey. And that's the last. It took me 3 weeks. Stuffed it through the beak. It was the only thing open. And I was very patient. I sat there with those dinky little tweezers. While Thanksgiving went past. So then I decided to shoot for Christmas. And then I got to thinking about the cheese. And we don't have room in that refrigerator for two pets.
Hi. Let me make a couple of things clear. First of all, I was named when my parents were on Wheel of Fortune, and they didn't have enough money to buy another vowel. That's the first thing. Second of all, being a pervert has nothing to do with the spelling of my name, and these are, after all, the 80s. In the 70s, we could always count on sex. No matter what happened, you lose your job, you get evicted, there was always sex. In the 80s, you have sex with the wrong person, and your arm falls off.
And I said, okay, who is this really? And the voice said,
this has been Doug, D-U-G, a victim of true love and false circumstances.
Hello, this is me, Suzy Q again, Suzy Q from Malibu. The comment I made last night, the suicide comment, please don't put that on there. I changed my mind since then. Me and Bob 213 have got back together again. He called me this morning. I'm with him right now. I changed my mind. I don't want to commit suicide. I want to live. There's so much to live for in this world. There's so much to live for in this world. There's so many beautiful people out there in the world. If you're sad, if you're lonely, think of one thing. You'll always have God. God's always there for you. You can always go to your church or synagogue or whatever your religion is and pray to God.
That's a good suggestion, Susie. Okay, let's see. Please, God, don't let her sing. Please, God, don't let her sing.
And so, I want to live. There's everything to live for in the world. And I want to be Bobby's girl. I want to be Bobby's girl. We're back together, me and Bobby. 213, this is Susie King.
Oh, well, so much for prayer.
The Lord God giveth, the Lord God taketh away. The Lord God is an Indian giver.
Hello, everyone. It's Karen Grateful Dead. And, I spent the last two nights, Saturday and Sunday night, in Long Beach Arena seeing the Grateful Dead. And again, they proved to be an ultimate concert experience. The Grateful Dead a while ago didn't have this, but just over the past year they added it on. They have an incredible light show now. Nothing like you'd see, you know, in a Triumph concert or anything, but they have very good light effects, and it was a lot of fun. Happening party. I had a blast. So next time anyone has a chance to see the Grateful Dead, and by the way, I happen to have one ticket on KMET, and that was a real trip. And that's about it. This has been Karen Grateful Dead.
That's it. The book is finished and you'll have to judge for yourself. I must warn you, however, if you try and verify this account, you'll find it quite impossible. Item. In Washington, D.C., there's no longer a file listing the suspect under his true name or any of his alleged aliases. Item. In Los Angeles, all of those who are involved either left town, are talking, or are dead. I haven't had a decent night's sleep since this thing happened. And now you might find it difficult, too, because there's still one fact that cannot be buried. After the death of Rupert P. Rabinowitz, he and all of his victims were immediately cremated. Why? Remember the legend. All those who were stomped to death by a were-turkey will return as a were-turkey unless destroyed first. So think about it, and try and tell yourself, wherever you may be, it couldn't happen here.
Well, what do we do now?
You have any suggestions?
Well, how about champagne, candlelight, some soft music?
Well, I guess you'd William Wilde to do it in your ear, huh?
That's not exactly the place I had in mind.
Uh, Yeah, well, I see. Right, well, that's totally different then. That's a different story altogether. I'll be with you just as fast as I can wrap this up, and believe me, I can wrap this up pretty fast. Well, that's about it. We're about ready to put this turkey in the oven. I hope everybody out there gets their just desserts. Remember to call the Wildside Input Line at 818-761-0333. Leave us your comments, entertainment reviews, jokes, and whatever for use in the next Wildside. Remember, that's 0333 for input. Call telephone at 818-882-9524 and 9523. Calcom at 818-407-1111 for output and 1113 for input. Believe me, I've had a real butterball. And until next time, this is William Wild for Paul Mack Productions and Wildside Studios. And thanks for the hell, you know the rest of it. In case you missed any part of this tape, the whole damn thing will repeat again and again and again. Just any second, just hang on the line. Okay, now, where were we?
Well, you can start by finding me a corkscrew.
Oh, no, probably.